Okay. I'd like to call our hearing on the reapportionment proposals to order. Generally, we start right at 7 o'clock. I'm pretty particular about starting right when we're supposed to. However, we really didn't have anybody to present to outside of everybody has already heard this speech three times before, so you all get to hear it the first time tonight, and their ears are probably going to close up. But in any case, we're really glad that we do have some folks to show up this evening. Just to give you some background and some information, the Borough Assembly passed a resolution declaring themselves malapportioned in April, and at that time, then, they appointed the reapportionment committee to look at the configuration of the assembly districts and make whatever adjustments are necessary to accommodate the increase in the population from 2000 to 2010. And our charge is to prepare one or more plans, and so at this time, we are looking at two different configurations, a nine-member assembly districts and or 11-member assembly districts. But the districts will also be applicable to the school board as well, and so there will be on the ballot just one issue. Do you prefer 9 or 11? At least those are the proposals that we have been addressing, and those are the proposals to which we've received the most comments to date. And once the hearings are over that we're doing, our committee will make a final report to the Borough Assembly with a recommendation and also the maps that will be presented at that time. We had our first meeting, reapportionment committee meeting, on May the 16th, at which time we were given an orientation as to what our responsibilities are as per the Federal Voting Rights Act and the state's requirements and what the borough code requirements are and to what we can do. At that time, also, we had a preliminary look at the maps, and based on the population, it looked as though the Sterling area was the most out of balance. And it also looked like the Seward area was really, really underpopulated. So our initial map changing was to add people to the Seward district, take away from the Sterling area. After much machinations with the maps, and at this point I'd like to say we have some great guys in GIS, Mr. Bill Holloway, Mr. Chris Clue. They have some new technology on their computers, and it just between those guys, their fingers are miraculous because they can change the boundaries right before your eyes, and you can see right then and there what the configuration might be, and so we really appreciate the work that those guys do to help us to do our job as well. And in any case, after much discussion back and forth, we did make a recommendation that the GIS go back and work on those maps a little bit more. And our next meeting then was on May the 9th, and again, we reviewed all the proposed maps for both districts, and again, we made some adjustments. And in regards to that technology, they can pinpoint an area on the map within a district and tell you how many people are actually within that area. There are little circles, and sometimes there's a zero. That means nobody lives there, and sometimes there's a 5 or 164. It's just miraculous. And then at this point, I would also say that these maps are on the Kenai Peninsula Borough website, and Ms. Dennison here has just been really enjoying playing with these maps, because she'll tell you, you can touch the little levers and you can make your map as big as you want it or as small as you want it and pinpoint in. So the maps are available for your perusal on your website if you are computer literate. And in any case, so we continue to look at the configurations and have different discussions. And one of the recommendations that came forth in the very first meeting from Mr. Brian Zach, who isn't here this evening but had planned to be, and that was that he wanted to maintain, have Homer maintain its continuity as one district. And so we began to accommodate that recommendation. And so, again, once you start adjusting the boundaries for the different districts, it has the possibilities of creating a domino effect, because you make an adjustment here, then you adjust here, and you could get to the end and everything is out of whack, and so then you'd have to start all over again. So we have to be mindful when we're looking at these, mindful, first of all, of the population within the districts, and mindful of what the effect is going to be once we start moving these boundaries all around. I meant to mention the population. I would point out that the question also came up, do we count the population at Spring Creek facility in Seward? And yes, we do. According to the census, we are required to include them in our population. But because of the reasons those folks are there, they do not have voting rights. And then that also begged the question, do we provide voting booths or materials for these people? No, we don't, because they don't have voting rights. We also address the population at Wildwood facility in Kenai, and while those people are not quite the hardened clientele as at Spring Creek, they also generally do not have voting rights, so we do not have to provide that voting privileges or voting machines or materials for them. However, the comment was made that maybe that's something that we should question the Department of Justice on, but that's a whole other ball game. Again, I mentioned that some of the other issues that were raised when we looked at the 9-member assembly districts versus 11-member assembly district representation would be the increase in the cost. And the information that we got back, if you went to an 11-member assembly district, that would increase, or the amount per person is $24,161, and that doesn't include their stipend for internet access of $25. And for the Board of Education, that increase would be $17,707. So again, there would naturally be an increase in your budgetary process for the operation of the assembly and the Board of Education if there were to be an increase in the representation. So those were some of the issues that we have addressed with in our discussions. And again, we've come up with the maps that are on the back, and I know y'all came in, and probably there are little maps back here, but the big maps dealing with the Homer area is on the back. So what we've been doing, we make our presentation, and then we ask if anybody in the public would care to comment at this time, and if you do, we have the seat set up over here. These microphones do not amplify your voice, but they do go into the recording mechanism, and that's important. So at this time, is there anybody who would care to make a comment? If not, what we will do is take about a 15 or a 20 minute break so that y'all can look at the maps on the back wall. Mr. Bill Holloway from GIS is here, could answer any questions that you might have, and then we'll call the meeting back to order, and then once you've had that opportunity, then we'll give you an opportunity to make any comments, and certainly we want to know what you're thinking and what you maybe want us to change, or a recommendation for a change. So is there anybody at this time who would like to give a preliminary comment?
I have a couple of questions about what you said.
Okay.
That'd be all right?
Certainly.
Yeah, you said the Sterling area is out of balance. What does that mean?
Their population had increased to the fact that they were, the representative for them was representing more people than the other districts. So you have to adjust the boundary so that your populations are more equal. And I didn't address that. And so what I would point out is that right now, the population for the borough, I'll tell you that, and then what the optimum is here. In 2000, the population for the borough was 49,691. For 2010, it's 55,400. So that was an increase overall of 11%. And so when we're looking at these different maps, a 9-member assembly district, the maximum that they would represent is 6,374 people within their district. If you went to an 11-member district, the representation then decreases down to about 5,162. And again, when we are looking at these differentials, we have a 10% differential that we can address when we're looking at trying to come up with equal populations within the districts. You can go 5% more than what your optimum is, or 5% less. So you have that 10% time frame in there. So I hope that answered your question, and I'm sorry I didn't give that information to begin with.
And that answers the question. The other, you remarked about sewer. It sounds like their problem is the opposite of Sterling.
It was, but in our initial looking at the map, the way the maps come together, we were taking population from Sterling. Again, I'm visualizing when we were doing this on our, when they were doing it on a computer, you take population away from, I guess it would be the northern part of Sterling, and add it to the district for the Seward area. And so then that way you're trying to even out and balance out the population that would be represented by each assembly member. So it's a matter of adjusting the boundaries.
And the other, the dollar figures you gave were per annum, is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. That would be what it would cost per year.
Thank you.
So, are there any other questions or comments?
What was the number in the 9-seat scenario, the number of people in the 9-seat scenario?
Yeah, in the 9-seat. The paperwork that we have here, the optimum that I took off of one of these papers, the maximum about would be 6,374.
The target for the 9-member is actually 6,160.
Okay.
The maximum is the maximum number we could have in that district without going above the deviation. And for the 11-member, it was actually 5,036.
Oh, okay.
That's the target number.
Okay, I was just looking at these papers that
we were looking at the max allowed, which that number could work, but we couldn't have a max everywhere.
Okay. Did you get those figures, sir? What
yes.
She quoted?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And tell me again the.
About six times.
It's 6160. And
5036.
Your ideal figure is if you get it divided perfectly.
If it was perfect, that's how it would be.
The pesky public, though, they just keep moving around.
Nobody wants to be malapportioned.
Yeah, is there a consensus that they were right, that the district is malapportioned, and they're pretty much agreeing on that?
Yes, when you begin to look at the different areas, again, the information that we received is broken down like this, and this is available through the borough clerk's office, and this is the initial paperwork that we got, and it shows that District 1, for instance, Kalifornsky, their population is 6,929, and deviation from the target is a plus 12.5%, so that's more than the 10%. For Kenai, their target would be 5498, and that's under 10.8%. for the Sterling area, Funny River. They were out of portion. On this paper that I have, it shows that the target would be population 6,976, and so they were over by 13.5%. So. Okay. And then for this Homer area, and we made some adjustments down here, this also was an area that was out of proportion, but not nearly as great as the Sterling area. But for Homer, their target population, or their population is 5,474, and so that was under the targeted area of 11%. And South Peninsula, their population is 6,491, and it was over a 5.4%, so it was pretty much right on top target there. So these are the papers that we received, and as I said, if you want this kind of information, it is available through the Borough Clerk's office, and I know they'd be glad to give it to you.
South Peninsula is different from Homer?
Yes, sir. You have Homer proper, if you will, please. Then you have the surrounding area like Diamond Ridge, Halibut Cove, Nanwalek, Soldovia, Port Graham, up towards Anchor Point, and
Fox River villages, and Fritz Creek.
So anyways, you have Homer proper, if you will, please, and then the surrounding area constitutes South Peninsula.
Right now, it's actually Homer and Kachemak City.
Excuse me?
Right now, Bill's district is Homer and Kachemak City.
Okay.
So Mockus was all the way around that.
Any other questions?
I will make preliminary comments.
Pardon me?
May I make a preliminary comment and then maybe a follow-up comment later?
Okay.
Is it a good time?
Oh, yes. Okay. Now's the time. And again, you know the drill. State your name and address for the record, please.
Okay. So, these. I think I can do this without my glasses.
Preliminary
this
papers. Okay. Yes, go ahead, please.
My name is Debbie Brown. I live in Kasilov at the physical location is 27370 Tideland down at the end of North Coho. I'm here tonight as a follow-up to the meeting that was in Sterling where I went to get my foundational information. It was all very helpful. And then I went online and did some more thinking and considering of the two proposals being considered right now. I'm here to make a more, where yesterday or whichever day it was recently,
Tuesday,
a couple of days ago, I really had no substantive, you know, I just was commenting in general about things that I have experienced and that have been called to my attention over these past many years. Now tonight, I would like to though make a more formal recommendation for a change. I would like to ask for a proposal to be considered by the assembly, which would involve three districts, each to have three members for a total of nine members, as is currently. My thought processes there are we would keep the cost the same unless there were just minor adjustments made to per diem or other. So the cost would be diminished or remain the same with nine. The goal, however, is more having to do with the outcome for the people, for the folks being represented. And I think it would be a positive in quite a number of ways. I'll name some of them and maybe I'll name a few more later. The three members of each district would have staggered terms so that if there were a member of the assembly that was not particularly appreciated by the electorate, you'd be maintaining two and then changing one out, you know, so that each member would be elected, you know, every year there would be a different one of the three members that would come up for election. You'd maintain some consistency of the conversations that way and the things that are being trying to be achieved by the assembly, but you would have opportunity to change one out if needed by the people. Every year there'd be opportunity for a review of how the larger district was functioning with its three members as a team, sort of. Another way this would be a positive in my view, it would promote cooperation and communication to hopefully bring about an improved understanding between the incorporated areas and the unincorporated areas. And I see this as a huge problem. It's a consistent, somewhat growing problem in my view, and from what I've heard, feedback. This reminds me, just as an example, in recent time, we've had we've had joint chambers of commerce meetings up in the central area between Soldotna and Kenai. It's having a very positive, people are being very positively, they're responding positively to that, and I see that I think that's something to be encouraged. It would have a similar effect in our districts, I think. We could have meetings within a district and bring a larger group of people to talk about issues of mutual concern. Another point would be to improve the disposition, the imbalance, because obviously, as Betty was reporting, we have this incorrect balance in our. So in correcting the balance, if you would take, for example, this is just a hypothetical, right? But if you would take Nikiski and combine the city of Kenai in with a larger district, and I know the computer will do this. So if you just would punch out several scenarios with three larger districts, you could get the numbers to come out and you could experiment with seeing which groups. And this way, you would theoretically end up with a representative from the city, from the incorporated area, and one or two. I mean, it might end up where you'd have two from the incorporated area and one from the unincorporated area. It might turn out different, depending on how the people would like to see that turn out, or whoever runs, right? I mean, depending on what your options were. But the opportunities there are excellent. It's like if the large district had a chance to experiment with this, you know, we could give it a try, right, for however many years. And if it seemed like we were only getting people who would run from the incorporated or the unincorporated area and it just wasn't working for the purposes that it was intended, then of course we could make a change. But right now we have an opportunity to make a significant change that would help in many ways. And I see the potential here to help both the incorporated area and the unincorporated area significantly with this scenario. So I'll leave it at that for now, but I think that this would save money. We wouldn't have to go to the 11 member to try to achieve what I think that I'm trying to propose with this scenario. So I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would care to comment at this time? With regards to your recommendation, just a little bit of history, when the Borough Assembly was first formed, there were 16 members on the Borough Assembly, and when I first ran for the Assembly in 82, there were four districts, and the first time I ran, I represented Kenai, Solomonoff, and Nikiski. That was my district. So we had four districts, four representatives at large within those districts, similar to your proposal on nine. And it was not until 1990 when the configuration of the assembly changed down to 9 members. And on the ballot for 1990, the two issues before the people were 9 single-member districts or 8 two-member districts. 8 two-members, of course, would have kept the 16-member configuration. The people chose the 9. In 2001, the ballot issue was either 9 members, continuing with that, or a 13-member configuration. And again, the people chose the 9 members. So now here we are 10 years later, and again, we're looking at what is the best way to provide information and services and government, if you will, to the people to the best of our ability. So anyways, appreciate your comments.
Another thought, just an afterthought, and I can put this on the record more formally at another time later. But
yes,
just for discussion purposes, it could actually mirror somewhat what the state is just now sorting out, where we would have a district in the middle, a district to the south, a district to the north and to the east. I mean, this is something also I can speak into. There are many different ways that it could be just tested to see how the numbers would fall out and a good accomplishment of positives. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would care to give comments at this time? If not, we'll take about a 15-minute break. And let's see, that's about 20 minutes. About 5 minutes of 8, according to our little clock up here, we'll call the meeting back to order. That way you'll have an opportunity to review the maps. The maps on the back wall only are for the Homer South Peninsula areas. And these little packets of maps that are over there, they're all encompassing. They have the 9 member for all the districts or the 11 member. But right now, the maps on the back specifically speak to the districts in the Homer South Peninsula area. So we'll take our little break and call you back to order shortly. Brink at this time. And Ms. Martin, again, you know the routine. Please give your name and address for the record. And I want to remind you, these microphones do not amplify your voice, but they do go into the recording. So kind of speak a little loud so that everybody can hear. And you have the floor, please.
Thank you. I'm Millie Martin, P.O. Box 2652, Homer. And just very, very briefly, number one, I want to thank you for being here. I wish I had a little more time, but in looking at the proposals, both the 9 proposed member district as we have now and the 11 member district, and I'm really thinking primarily of this area here in the south, of which I'm probably the most familiar. I like the 9 member, which I think there's quite a few pluses to this. Number one, it retains a good part of the anchor point area in District, is it 9? And I think that's important. Your representation is obviously going to be closer to that area, is more familiar with that area. Whereas in the 11 district, you have them in with the Kisilov-Nanilchik area, where the representation often is from that Kisilov-Nanilchik area. And they are not going to be as familiar with the needs that Anchor Point has, and that would be a key concern I'd have. I'm a little concerned about the idea of the proposed 11-member assembly. I see some other problems with that as well. I think the 9-member has worked very, very effectively, and I think it would be wise to keep that. I was fascinated with the concept that was brought forward by Ms. Brown, three district with 3 members. I just wonder, however, if you have 3 large districts, obviously each large district is going to have a major metropolitan area in it. And I think that there could be a danger that your outlying areas might not see the kind of representation that we need to see. Whereas in your 9-member assembly, you have a better chance for a little bit more equal representation on the assembly. And those would be my comments at this time. I would assume that we can write in comments at a later time.
Yes, of course. You can email any comments you have to the borough clerk, or you can put them in writing otherwise and submit them to the borough clerk, and she will then forward them on to the borough assembly.
Thank you.
Yes, Johnny?
Just a note for the folks that are here that this ordinance to put this on the ballot will be in front of the assembly at the July meeting.
At the July meeting. Okay, so we have probably another week or so.
That's for introduction and then final enactment.
That's what helped for me and gives me a chance to study this a little bit more, which I'd like to do.
Okay.
But I thank you, and I thank you all very, very much for the time you put in for this and for being here. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Martin. Is there anybody else who would care to comment again at this time? Gentlemen? Any comments or observations, please? Please state your name and address for the record, sir.
Michael Haggerty. I'm on 67560 Walter Thomas up on Diamond Cape here in Homer. I would also like to study this. I'm leaning towards the 9 member, and mostly for the reasons of the cost. I would like to study it a little bit more, but I am definitely leaning towards the 9 member district format or scenario. And but I would also like to address Debbie Brown's suggestion. And you know, I really appreciate you know, thinking outside the box like that, because that wasn't something I kept thinking in terms of individual districts and individual assembly persons per district, you know, one per district. So I really appreciate thinking outside the box. However, I have the same concerns that Millie mentioned, in that you could actually envision a scenario where the 3 assembly people lived on the same block in Kenai, and then I think you've lost a great deal of representation. And I'm not quite sure I have my Kenai history completely straight, but basically most if not all the mayors have been elected out of the Central Peninsula area. So it's been, you know, the populated area, and except for Mayor Gilman, I believe, came from Seward. But then we'd run the same risk if we went to the 3 district, 3 assembly, only in smaller portions. So anyway, those are my comments.
Okay, thank you, sir. And you will get a crack at this when it comes before the borough assembly.
Yeah.
Are there any other comments? Any other comments? Ms. Brown, you said you had some additional comments at this time.
Debbie Brown, 27370 Tideland, at the end of North Coho in the Casilla community. Just a couple more things. In relationship to having 3 districts and having 3 assembly members elected at large. I didn't really say that, but they would be elected at large. I'm pretty sure you're assuming that, but elected at large within the district. And the positive outcome of it, and of course there are always population centers in any district. And if you think about the reapportionment taking place at the state level, you know, they're not dividing these things up, you know, smaller and smaller. They're just reshaping, you know, these fairly large areas. And yes, it does require our representative at the state level to travel, to feel, to cause those communities to feel as though they are being represented. And when I was the assembly member representing District 7 Central, you know, the northern half of Anchor Point, the northern of that line, of course, was in my district. Fortunately for me, I was basically very young, and I started out in Homer, and I was very familiar with Anchor Point and Homer from the beginning because I was a teenager when I moved here to Homer. So, but I still had an interest, you know, even though I spent 10 years in Homer, then moved north to the Kasilof region. As a representative on the assembly, I cared very much, and I knew very much that the Anchor Point people, even though I only represented a small, you know, in actuality, I only represented, you know, north of that boundary, the northern part of it. But yet when you come, when a representative comes to the area, whether it would have been, whether it was Drew or Millie or whichever one from this, from the southern part of, you know, when we came, whether I came from the northern or Drew or Millie or whoever came from the southern, they really appreciated that we were there. So, I mean, I really believe that a conscientious assembly member in a large district, and that's the key, having a conscientious, sincere representative. And this is where the decision of the people within that district. Our job in this committee, or me, you know, my purpose here is to encourage this committee to bring before the assembly some options for discussion. And so that's where my sincerity here, if you accept my recommendation for change for another proposal in the good faith that it's intended, for the positive outcomes that it's intended, so that we could have a legitimate discussion about, it's quite significantly different from the proposals that we've been presented. It has some unique aspects of it that are worthy of the discussion at the assembly level, and therefore that the people that we represent would have opportunity to engage themselves in their own government, meaning in the discussion at the assembly level. It's very positive, very, very positive to promote good exchange, thorough exchange, and respect for one another that way. There's no harm done by bringing forward a third thing to discuss, in my view. So there's a lot of positives. I will just, way back in history, it is thought, it has was believed, and the gentleman that I won't be able to quote it exactly, but William Jennings Bryan in the election back in for presidency stated that if the unincorporated or the rural parts of our country are not thriving, the cities, the very cities and the incorporated areas will dry up. We must have excellent communication between our incorporated and our unincorporated areas. And I think it's so important that we promote that kind of positive working relationship in this state and in this borough. It's essential if we want to achieve outcomes that are going to be mutually very, very important for us. So I'm trying to convey this. There's a bit of urgency involved because I think that the disconnect is having a severe counterproductive. I think we should not try to be overly political about it, but politics creeps into everything. It's impossible not to have that happen. So, but we should make an effort to resist that temptation, I think, and then try to imagine some things to be different. Thank you for your consideration of my request. I hope that in the next 2 weeks, I would think that with the computer ability to generate quickly, it might be something that could be whipped out pretty rapidly, I would think. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments? I would like to have Ms. Dennison explain the difference between reapportionment and redistricting. Ms. Dennison, please.
Thank you. Reapportionment is what this committee is actually doing. That's evaluating whether or not there's going to be a change in the number of people who are on each board. Redistricting is what they call it when you change the lines. And in reality, the lines are going to be changed by GIS and Johnny as the clerk and a state person to get the precincts actually lined up. This, what we're looking at in maps, and when we look at the maps, it's a lot more interesting to talk about that than it is to talk about.
Are you dealing with GIS stands for?
Yeah, it's a fabulous department at the borough. It's just, you know, stands tall. And but redistricting is how you actually draw the lines. And the people don't get to vote on that. They just get to vote on how many people and the configure, you know, like if Debbie's idea would be three districts, that would be a question. Do you want three districts with three people in each district? Or do you want nine people, one single member districts? Or do you want 11 single member districts? So it's called reapportionment when you're talking about how many people are going to be sitting on the boards. And it's called redistricting when you actually draw the lines. Yeah.
Can I add to that just slightly?
Yes.
Even though that doesn't go back to a vote of the people, there is going to be an ordinance that will be put in front of the assembly that will actually enact those new legal descriptions for those boundaries. So there will be an opportunity for the public to speak to those lines.
I remember that ordinance. It had all the
it's 13 degrees
north and 12 degrees west of the sewer meridian 95, da-da-da-da.
And back in 2001, there actually was a committee that was put together, a redistricting committee that was put together of three assembly members, the clerk and GIS, that actually worked together to draw those lines along with the state of Alaska that then was enacted by an ordinance.
But clearly state that those lines ran along basically the same lines that the people had voted on in the election. You didn't make any great changes or deviations, did you?
I did personally not do any of it.
No, the committee to which you just referred.
The committee worked very hard to stay within the boundaries and the wishes of what the people voted on whenever possible, yes.
But there weren't any great deviations.
I do not believe there were.
Okay. And Lynn, you had a concern. Maybe you want to talk about a school facility in each district. I know you brought that up right from the very beginning. You might want to comment on that, please.
Well, there is one assembly district and one, and the school board shares that same district that doesn't have a school within its boundaries. Of course, all the people that live in that area have children that go to district schools, but there's no actual physical school within the boundaries of that district. And the representative, Sammy Crawford, the board member that has that district, has requested that we consider putting a school in her district because she feels that she doesn't have that connection to a physical facility.
No. What she does is she goes around to all the schools.
K Beach is the closest school to her district. And the kids in her neighborhood go to K Beach Elementary.
Yeah. Okay. And we did address that, and it's a little sliver of the one district. And yeah. Again, it would it comes down to how does it shift the population within each of those districts. But I know that that was a concern, and we wanted to make sure that at least that was some issue that had been brought forth, and then the committee did look at it, and it still might be adjusted.
And that sliver only has seven people in it, so it's a bit of.
I might add here that on the school board, over the years, there's still a very alive perspective that we should have, go back to the way it was with having the members elected at large.
What?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that view is quite, but I'm just letting you know, it's real, it's legit. Just check with them and find out yourselves if you would like to verify. But so what my proposal again does is, it is kind of a compromise between the two concepts. And I think it just might be fantastic for a lot of people.
Okay. Again, are there any other comments or observations? Just as a reminder, the maps are on the website and available for your perusal. And the ordinance setting forth this issue to go on the ballot for the October municipal elections will be introduced on July the 5th, I believe it is. And that, again, as you, everybody in here knows, the Borough Assembly does give public hearings on their ordinances and whatnot. So you will still have an opportunity to go before the Assembly and make your comments known, and for or against or someplace in between. So unless there's something else to be briefly brought forth. Ruby, do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Lynn, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, unless there's nothing else.
Bill? Does Bill have anything else?
Oh, Bill, do you have any comments, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay. If not, I thank you all very kindly for coming, for your comments. We are recording the comments. They will be available to the Assembly for their perusal. And the Board of Reapportionment will be having a meeting on Wednesday, June the 22nd at 4 p.m. in case you're interested.
I did have.
Where will that be?
That will be in the Borough Clerk's conference room. And there will be available, teleconferencing is available.
Betty, it'll be in conference room C.
Oh, excuse me. We've been meeting in the. You guys keep changing horses in the middle of the stream, and I get mixed up here then.
And I did think of one other thing. Marco mentioned the cost, and the numbers that we gave out are just that's just the compensation to Assembly members. That's not the cost to go to Municipal League or for the school board members to go to our conference or to go to
the travel cost.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's more expense.
Yeah.
Yeah. In addition to that,
you're talking about $1,000, just for the additional two Assembly and two on the school board would be an additional four. That's $80,000 of the numbers you gave up there about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But with the travel, you can add mm-hmm. more to that.
And the professional development, all that.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to see how three districts would turn out, you don't need to draw any maps. You just need to take a 9-member district and figure out which three you want to put together.
Okay, if there's nothing else to be brought before the committee, I know there are discussions going on. Again, I thank you all very kindly for your attendance and for your taking time for this evening. It's been a beautiful day out there. Yesterday we were in Seward and it was raining, and more rain.
It was raining there too. It was any consolation.
I want to thank you all for coming home. I really appreciate the effort you're putting in here. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Everybody have a safe trip home.